Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Hello, and you. I am live on Reality Spirituality. Oh my goodness, what a show this is going to be. I am full of energy, full of fire. This is going to be I'm celebrating my first conscious Christmas. What? I said I'm celebrating my first conscious Christmas. And what does that mean? That means that I am attached to nothing. I have no expectations about the day. Christmas has become a totally different type of feel and type of holiday for me. And let me just give you a little bit of a background. First of all, who am I anyway? I'm Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm the world's most famous happiness specialist. And that means that in every moment of every day, in every moment, my intention, my agenda is to consciously move and navigate through this life. In other words, I am aware of what I'm saying. I'm aware of what I'm feeling. I am aware of my insides. I'm aware of what's going on outside. This happiness, this wanting to feel better, wanting to be happy. And let me just back up just a little bit. When I was younger, I asked for two things. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And this, I'm 61 years old now, 61 years old. And after all of those years, after all of that time, the practicing, I've been preaching for years, practicing is paying off. The more you practice, my dear audience, the more results you are going to get. I've talked endlessly about having expectations, all expectations subtract from happiness, having attachments to things, having attachments to outcome. Let me just share a story, and this is true, of course. I got the permission to share the story because this involves another person. So I got the permission this morning. Last year, Christmas 2015, at the end of the day, I was distraught. You could say distraught. You put any label on it, distraught, depressed, sad, pissed off, angry, all of those things. And why? Because, and I'll tell you why, because what was important to me on Christmas, last Christmas on 2015, what was important to me last Christmas 2015, was not important to my soulmate. You see, we came from totally different backgrounds. One celebrating Christmas. I mean, Christmas was a big deal in my house. Oh my goodness! From the clothes, from the outfits, to what you're going to get, to looking forward to playing with your cousins and and having dinner with family, and then growing up and continuing that tradition, right? Family gets together, you have dinner, you buy gifts, right? You continue the tradition. And I'm telling you, with that tradition, with those Christmases, every day I had expectations. And I can't think of a time when I wasn't, quote, disappointed, all right, on a Christmas, including last year. And it's all because of me. What happens, how I'm feeling, is my responsibility. So what Christmas means to me is a lot of growth, a lot of growth. And let me tell you what happened last year. So getting rid of all attachments, I got to a point where my son lives in New York, I live in California, and we don't see, oh, by the way, Nathan and I are celebrating Christmas on January the 17th. That's when we're celebrating our Christmas. So I've had to shift my, well, I can't see Nathan, and my parents are in Las Vegas, and my father is here, and my mother is there, and my mother sometimes is in Chicago, back and forth. And so there's been times when I've spent Christmas by myself. Now, I'm okay with being alone, very okay with that. However, last year, I expected my soulmate, because he knows how important Christmas is to me, just to call and say, Merry Christmas. That's the only expectation I had of him. Just to call, even though it's not important to him, Christmas was a nightmare in his house. Call me, because you know it's important to me, and say, Merry Christmas. That's what I wanted more than anything else last year. No one else had to call me. Family members, coworkers, friends, nobody had to call me, but my soulmate had to call me. I mean, I had that expectation in my head. And at the end of the day, when I did not receive my phone call, I was heartbroken. And it went on and it went on and it went on for days. Because what? Why? Because I kept pointing the finger at him. He didn't call me. But see, the problem with that is I know the truth. I know that whatever I'm feeling is my responsibility. It's not them, it's me. So I had to go in, and I didn't want to. I definitely wanted to put the blame on someone else. And quite frankly, when I finally did hear from him a few days later, you know how important Christmas is to me. Why do you call me? But you know. All of that went on. And guess what? I had a whole year to work on all of it. I had a whole year to detach and to practice and to know that what's important to me might not be important to anyone else. In fact, 100%, no, I don't want to say 100%. not too many, because this journey of working on self and looking in the mirror, it's not that important to a lot of people, but it's really important to me. So what effect does Christmas have on me? It really has made me, okay. What do you have to practice next? Let me tell you something else that has changed since last Christmas to this. I found out I had a new attachment. And that attachment is to deliver my message, to deliver a message, any kind of message I have. In other words, if I want to share a message and I really want it to come out the way I want it to come out, It's this energy of this aggressive energy, this forceful energy, this energy that I want this done, and I want it done now. I want it done by 1:30. I need that done now. If you feel that energy. And I always thought that in order to get anything done with any kind of efficiency, I had to give out that kind of energy. I really didn't believe that there was another way, to say, okay, we have a big project, we have to move 100 homes in 10 minutes, or we have to write 5 books in 3 months. I really thought that there was the only way to do it. Okay, let's grind, let's grill, let's do, let's go. Hey, did you see that? You missed it. You know that kind of energy? That's what I'm talking about. And finally, today, the universe gifted me with practicing, because I don't have it yet, practicing letting go of that forceful energy and shifting it to still with the same commands, still with the same, we have to get the same amount of things done, but that other energy of that energy that puts everybody on edge, that energy that quite, let me, you know that energy. I mean, if you're a boss or you're running a company, you know that energy of everybody's walking on eggshells now. Oh, their boss is coming on and he's angry. You know that kind of energy. You know what I'm talking about. I don't need to do that. Because when I do deliver my messages or my instructions in that manner, I create a lot of uneasiness. I create the uneasiness. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be practicing from now into my future. I've said this, especially in the last couple of years, and I get a lot of responses, whether agreements or not. This life is an intricate divine plan. I'm a big football fan, and yesterday I was watching a lot of the football games, and there were two quarterbacks that are, one of them is a rookie and the other one is a 2-year rookie, and both of them suffered either a broken, I think one was a broken fibula, and the other one suffered something, but was so severe that both of them are going to have surgery today, and they're going to be out for the rest of the season. None of that is planned. And I want to share, this is a story that from almost 3 decades, and it involves two people and an unborn child. And the story is over 3 decades. I don't know if I've shared this before. Hey, is that my Robert Sharp? Hold on a second. Hold on. Reality, spirituality. Robert, is that you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, Robert. I just want to know if it's you. I'm going back to my story. Unless you want to share something, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, what does it mean? Just family, friends, love. just a day that for people just to be positive, put everything else aside and just
yes,
enjoy each other.
And reflect. Okay. Well, I was just sharing how I've grown from last year to this year. So let me continue. And I love
Absolutely.
You, Robert. Thank you so much.
Love
and
you too.
I just love you. Even though we've never met, I feel that we have. Our spirits have met. Our energy has met. I can feel you. And your spirit. I love it. I love it. And I always have.
Well, I love you too very much. That's why I love listening to you on my Sunday morning.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, my audience, here we're going back to the story. So this is going to either make a point. Now, this is something else I know. Whatever you believe, I am not going to have any kind of power to influence that belief, including or not. In other words, sometimes my beliefs are so strong or so entwined all the way inside of my cells. Sometimes it might take a month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or a year or 2 years to really kind of get the full plan of the universe. And I'm telling you, I'm gradually, again, I said, I don't really say it on the air, but 61 years, and I'm feeling it, I'm getting it, I'm feeling it. So back in 1982, okay, I don't know what it was, 1982 to 2016. I can't even do the math, but it was a long. It was almost 30 years ago, all right? And my husband at the time, we used to love to ski. Well, listen, he never skied until he met me. So I loved to ski, and I dragged him along with me. And of course, he fell in love with the sport, too, because he was an athlete. So I loved to ski, and I was always, well, and we live in California, so we have, and in California, you can drive 2 hours to some mountains and ski. Even though it's sunny, it's 80 degrees down the mountains, you can, in the wintertime, if there's, you know, good snow, you can drive 2 hours and you can ski. So we skied a lot. And I was always, well, we have to go to the next level. In other words, okay, we're skiing in California, but we got to ski in Aspen, right? We went to Aspen. Well, after Aspen, you got to ski in Switzerland, right? So we took the trip to Switzerland. Now, listen, all of those trips, my hand is up in the air, all of those trips were because of my ego. You know why? I had to tell people that I skied in Switzerland. And I know that because I know who I was at that time. I know who I was in 1982. I had to tell people. I had to announce it. I had to announce where I went skiing. Okay? That's who I was in 1982. My point is this. When we were on one of those trips, one of those European trips, it was 1982, and we went to Switzerland, and we took a, because we were so close, we wanted to go to Rome. So we took a train. We took 2 days off from our tour. It was an option. We took 2 days off of our skiing tour to go to Rome. We took a train. And we stayed in Rome, I believe, either one night or two. I don't remember. Either one or two. It was a very quick trip. And we stayed, we went to Rome much by ourselves, just two people, husband and wife. We'd just been married for 2 years in Rome, and we had no idea what we were doing or where we were going. So we were at the train station, you know, you let her off right in the middle of the city. We're looking, now we know we need a place to stay. I probably asked someone, where's a close hotel, close to the train station? And we found a hotel. And it was called Hotel Quisasana. I'll spell it for you because I have a picture on the wall. Quisisana. Hotel Quisasana in Rome. Now, that was just a chance. I had no plan. We had no plan. I never even heard of Hotel Quisasana. I didn't even know how to pronounce the hotel, quite frankly. 1982. My son Nathan was born in 1985, okay, 3 years later. Let's fast forward. Trip, Hotel Quisasana, 1982, Nathan born in 1985. Let's fast forward to 2008. That was a really fast trip. A really fast trip. In 2008, my son Nate, actually 2008 was two things. My father died in 2008, And my son Nathan was going to get his first job. He was in New York, and he was going to get his first summer job working at a hotel. You remember that movie Dirty Dancing, where the kids worked as waiters during the day and then they performed for the guests at night? Summer stock, or what, I think they call it summer stock. I don't know what they call it, but anyway. So Nathan went to a, quote, resort in Maine, Lovell Center, Maine. And the resort, okay, but before I get to the place where Nathan was working for the summer, prior to that, Nathan was visiting, like I said, he lives in New York, so he was visiting me that's not even part of the story. Okay, hold on. Okay, I messed up. Okay, so Nathan's working summer stock, okay? And the name of the resort in Center Lovell, Maine, Lovell Center, Maine, is called Quisisana, spelled the same, Quisisana. Did you hear what I just said? In 2008, my son is going to quiz summers. I've never even heard of that word. And then I looked the word up, and it means to heal. Quisisana means to heal. Now, Nathan already worked summer stock. I went to visit him. His dad went to visit him. I heard the name Quisisana. I had no idea. I didn't remember that back in 1982 that I stayed in a hotel for one night, two nights in Rome called Hotel Quisisana. I didn't remember any of that. So my ex-husband and I and Nathan were at the resort Quisisana in 2008. Fast forward two more years later. Nathan's visiting. He's looking through our albums, our photo albums. And, of course, in the Rome 1982, or in the vacation, 1982 vacation, I have a card that I had from the hotel. I picked up a card to put in the album, pictures. And Nathan's looking through the album. He says, Mom, this says Quisisana. You and Dad stayed at Hotel Quisisana in 1982? Are you feeling that synchronicity or whatever you want to call it? Fast forward two more years when my son went to Europe and he made it a point to go to the Hotel Quisisana, and on my wall I have a picture of Nathan right under the sign. Now, I'm sorry, people, but I could not have designed that plan. This life, my life, is perfectly laid out. What do I control? What do I control? What I perceive, my perceptions. I control how I feel. I control my emotions. I control my vibration. I have no control over what is happening to me. This life is going to give me everything that the universe is going to bring me. Everything. Everything that I need. Everything that I need to get to another level of consciousness or another level of awareness. That's it. I've given up. I've given up. Given up wanting anything other than what the universe is bringing me. Needing, desiring anything else other than what I have in this moment. Feeling satisfied with all of it. Even the times that, I wouldn't have chosen. Health issues this year, it's really interesting what the universe has given me and gifted me, I should say. Since August, if you've listened to the show, you know that I've had this health thing going on since August, which still hasn't been resolved. Tuesday, I go in for another test where they're going to take a scope and look to see what's going on. But I used to get tired and say, God, universe, you know, I call it challenge after challenge. Can you just give me a break? And the universe hit me with this. You're looking at it wrong, Rebecca, happiness specialist. You're perceiving it wrong. You're labeling, you're still labeling something good. This happens and it's good. This happens and it's bad. Labels, labels, labels. It's all perfect. All of it is a plan. All of it is designed to get me to this place now. You know what I learned about having all these health challenges from since August and losing all this weight and still going? You know what I learned? You know what I learned? I don't care anymore. Whatever, you know, because whatever the universe brings me, I come out of it a different person. I come out of it with different perceptions. I come out of it not like I used to, let's just say that. Not like I used to. I'm not the same person I was in 2015. I'm not the same. Sometimes I don't even recognize myself. Let me tell you this really quick. So Nathan's coming in January. I'm going to go visit my mother because that's her birthday. I'm going to go visit my mother for her birthday. Now this is what the last time it was me, my mother, and Nathan, probably maybe 4 years ago. Yeah, it had to be at least 4 years ago. It was a disaster. Why? It was a disaster because the universe planned it that way. And listening to that word I used, I said disaster. So this year, Nathan's coming in, and I said, because my mother's in Las Vegas, and Nathan said, well, I want to go to visit Grandma, you know, at least for a day or two. And this is exactly what came out of my mouth. This was a couple of weeks ago. I said, well, I'm not doing you and Grandma together. I said, because that takes two, because I really have to be conscious when I'm around. I have to remain conscious. And it takes a lot of energy. It really takes a lot of energy for me. Some people it's easy. For me, I have to, okay, you know, I'm on alert. I'm on alert. What am I saying? What am I doing? How am I feeling? What am I saying? What am I doing? How am I feeling? So I told Nathan, I said, Nathan, when I visit Grandma, I'm not doing both of you anymore, because I remember 4 years ago, it was a disaster. I actually have a picture of the three of us, and Nathan's not smiling. That says it all. And anyway, so back to that, back to this. So I told them just a few weeks ago, I said, I'm not doing both of you together. Nope, not doing that. And then the universe hit me just yesterday. I was complaining. This is how happiness specialists complain. This is how I was complaining to the universe. Universe, these people don't know who I am. These people don't realize because what was I fussing about? I was fussing about something. These people don't realize. I mean, you know that. Oh, okay. This is one of my favorites. Don't tell my mom. You know what my mom tells me to do every Sunday? I need to listen to Joel Osteen. Oh yeah, she loves to tell me that. I need to turn on Joel Osteen. I need to do that. Quite frankly, Joel Osteen needs to call me. Get it? No, listen. So these people don't know who I don't need to call Joel Osteen. whatever his name is. So I get that, and I say to myself, she doesn't know who I am. And you know what the universe slapped me with just the other day? Just slapped me right in the face. The universe is always hitting me, boxing me. It's a hit behind the head. You know, it's a blind side. You know what the universe told me? No, you don't realize who you are. It's not these people not realizing who you are. You don't realize who you are. Because if you realized who you were, and I'm talking to everybody out there, if you realized who you were, it's not a struggle. It's not hard. Do you think God, do you think the universe thinks anything is hard and difficult and a struggle and planning? I got a plan. Oh, I got a plan to create. What? I'm sorry to yell at you, audience. I'm just getting really passionate about it. No, it always comes back to me. And who wants to do that? Who wants to look out? Who wants to look at the mirror? And, I mean, listen, how many of you see fault with the world, see fault in anything that's happening out there? I know a lot of people do. But if you see fault, it's only because you see fault in yourself. And when you start believing your perfection and your divine, who you are, and you don't have to do anything, you just have to be everything. The world starts to slow down. And you start celebrating more days for no reason. You celebrate every day for no reason, every moment for no reason. Even the moments that are uncomfortable, celebrate those too. There's something to celebrate because you are here. There's nothing you have to do. But realizing the truth about this journey and how humans have complicated it so complicated, and adding on the expectations and adding on the you got to do, and if you don't achieve, and then you got to worry about what other people are thinking, or you care about what other people are thinking, not free to be yourself, and you know, I'm just not interested. I'm not, no thank you. It's a practice. This life is all about practicing. And practicing behaviors that bring you back to self. Practicing behaviors that bring you back to that person you were at 1 and at 2 years old, that little person, that person that wasn't insulted by anything. I told you about that little baby the other day. I told you 3 weeks ago when I was at that seminar, and I picked up this little baby. Then I was speaking, and this little child, well, she was a toddler. I don't know how old she was, but she could walk. And she was running around and screaming, and I was trying to tell everybody how to be happy, and she was screaming. I told you about her, right? And I picked that little baby up, and I insulted that baby probably for 3 minutes. I had her in my arms. I was telling her she was going to be a loser. Oh, the audience was aghast. Eyebrows were up. Eyes were big. I took that baby. I said, you know what? You're ugly. You're not very bright. Your family's a loser. You're not going to amount to anything. Your outfit. I insulted that baby. for almost three minutes. You should have seen those people. And the mother. Can you imagine? Somebody picked up my baby, and she was telling me that Nathan was going to be a loser. Listen, back in those days, I would have kicked her ass. So I did that, and guess what that little girl did? Nothing. She was just as happy and as content, as just as peaceful, running around being herself and not caring about what anybody thought. She didn't care I was speaking on happiness, not noticing what anybody else is doing, not being in anybody else's business. I'm telling you, that's a big one. When you notice what other people are doing, it subtracts from your happiness. This little baby didn't care at all. And what I'm saying is that is the place, that is where we all started. We all started there. We learned how to put all of this on. We learned how to, quite frankly, we learned how to care about what our parents cared about. Then we learned how to care about what other people cared about. Then we learned how to care about what everybody, what? This is an individual game. When I say individual, I mean you and the universe, and then you find compatible energy with people, with you and the universe, but it starts with you and the universe. You and the universe, that's it. So how can you look at anybody else? Wait. I forgot. This week, can you believe that at my office, my supervisor told me that I was rude, just this last week, that I was rude. Hey, what were the circumstances? It was the eve of Christmas. It was Friday, the eve of Christmas Eve. You know, people get out early. You got to get all the work done. You got to get it done. I was on let's get this done mode. But it was my own work. So I actually, my computer crashed. I needed another computer. I went in there to ask her, and she had guests in her office. Well, and when I say guests, there were kids. You know, kids visit on Christmas Eve, and parents. So these kids were in the office. I said, hey, kids, nice. Where's your badge? You know, said a couple things, but I was on a mission. And the way I entered, hello, and this is what I need. I said, excuse me, but because I was so whatever it was, she said, actually, this is not that at that time, but later on in the day, you know, you were rude. Well, she actually didn't even say that to me. I looked at her and I said, what's going on there? I could feel people. And I said, what? What is it? You know what's interesting? People don't want to be honest. You could be honest with me, because there's nothing you could say to hurt my feelings. So I said, what is it? Tell me what's going on. What's wrong? Well, you were rude earlier. You just walked in. You walked in. You pushed your way in. And you know what I said instantly? Instantly. You know what I felt instantly? Absolutely nothing. And I agreed with her. I said, you know what? You're right. I was rude. Do I believe I was rude? Doesn't matter. The bigger issue is her words, anybody's words directed at me. I don't care, you call me rude, you call me inconsiderate, you call whatever you want to call me, opinionated, whatever you want to call me. I know that word that you're going to use directed at me is really for you. I know that. That includes me too. If I ever look at anybody and I call them whatever I want to call them, it's still going to be directed at me. So I know that, number one. I know that in every bone of my body. I've been practicing it for years. So it finally had no effect when somebody called me, actually, you know, because I haven't been called a lot of names lately. That was a good one. So you know that. And then the second thing, there's no resistance. There's no fighting. There's no arguing. There's no There's no defending. There's just surrendering. There's just flowing. If somebody wants to say and somebody wants to believe that it's okay, it's not only okay with me, I am not going to sit up here and But I was in my attention. You know, I have other work. I have fasted. No. It's complete lay down. It's a complete surrender to whatever. To whatever anyone says to me or does. Because you know what, audience? You know what? I have an army. I have an army. And the universe will handle all of it. If you think that you have to do or say or join a cause, that's okay. But I'll tell you what my cause is these days. My cause for me is to contribute my way to this global community. And my way of contributing is when anybody comes into contact with me. Now listen, I'm not listening. I got my left hand up now. Don't think I do this all the time. Don't think I'm still practicing. Don't think that I still have my days. But what I do know is everything that is happening is supposed to happen, including the things I used to look at and say, and would break my heart, including the things that would break my heart. They're supposed to be happening also. There's a lesson and a reason for everything. Everything. My Christmas, yesterday, for the first time, well, I've said it before, but I felt, I don't know, audience, but The practice and the knowing and letting go and letting go and letting go and letting go of more of it, this attachments, this letting go of everything and just letting the universe drive and just, okay, universe, not my will. Thank you. Take it. Take it. I got other things to do. It's very freeing. And there's power in surrendering. There's strength in surrendering. It's not weak. I used to think it was weak. I used to think that if somebody couldn't yell and be forceful, that they're weak. I didn't believe that surrendering was powerful. I didn't believe that saying that somebody telling me that I was rude and I said, Yes, you're right. I didn't believe that was powerful at all. But I'm telling you, when she said it, you're right. And it wasn't a fake, yeah, you're right. No, it was a total surrender. There's no more struggle. All there was peace. How do you fight with somebody that doesn't fight? We have a few people on hold in the queue. Some people want to say hello. Hold on, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hello and Merry Christmas. Area code 561. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Lena. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Lena. What's going on? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So I just wanted to, I start a new job after the first of the year, so I'm very, very excited to start the new year with a good job, this job I had wanted. So I'm just really looking forward to the new year and some new changes that come into my life.
I love it, but let me say this, Lena. Let me say this, and I hear what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying. What would happen if you didn't get the job? What would happen if a day before you were going to go to the job, you didn't get it?
I guess I just have to start over looking for another job.
And that is my point. That's my point. Thank you. And that is my point. See, and I understand it because I totally get it, and I understand what you're saying, looking forward to. And yes, but what happens when what I look forward to doesn't happen? That happens a lot to me. What I look forward to didn't happen. And so all I'm saying is I get it. And just know that, how do I say this? I get and I understand the looking forward too. However, there's always a state, there's another state of being okay with whatever happens. And that's what I really want to say, is being okay and loving whatever happens. And that's just life. I can look forward to 100 things, but if it doesn't happen, then am I still okay? That's my real big question. And it sounds like you are. It sounds like you're at a place where you because you just said it. I'll just start looking for another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the whole secret. And the whole practice of wanting to be happier and more content and more at peace is if what happens, because whatever happens is supposed to be happening, and what doesn't happen is also supposed to be happening. So it's a real balance to be accepting of whatever. You follow me? Are you with me?
Yes.
Oh, I love you. I knew it. Thank you so much, Lena, for calling. I love you, and Merry Christmas. Everybody, thank you for being here with me. This was a longer show than I planned, but I wanted to say that I wanted to give those powerful messages because Christmas, what Christmas means to me is just a lot of personal growth and a lot of letting go and a lot of surrendering and a lot of celebrating, not only the day, but every day. The day, every day can be celebrated. Every moment can be celebrated. And picking and choosing what we're going to celebrate, celebrate all of it. All of it. Even the bad moods, even the anger, even the pissiness, celebrate all of it. Because all of it is there for a reason. You know, you plant roses. Roses have thorns. Wow, gee, I'm a genius. How philosophical. Roses have thorns, but you celebrate all of it, the whole plant, not just the flower. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. If you want more information, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My Facebook page, Reality Spirituality, on Facebook. Like me on Facebook. And follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. Reality Spirituality, this show is about growth. This show is about practicing. This show is about that person in the mirror. This show is about you. This show is about what you are going to practice for this season, what you are going to practice for the new year. What are you going to practice? Are you going to be different in 2017? Are you going to carry the same things with you from 2016 to 2017? What are you practicing? I'll tell you what I'm practicing. I'm practicing letting go more, trusting more. Actually, I already trust. I already trusted umpteenth degree because I've given up. I've trusted umpteenth degree. I've already let go, so that's good. But practicing, not using any force, practicing surrendering, practicing being that example of a peaceful energy at all times, even when there isn't any peace surrounding me. I want you to remember who you are, audience. You are an example of the universe. You are always growing. You're always changing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality on Christmas 2016. Merry Christmas, everyone. Yay, 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 yay.
Yay, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I'm back to spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, time to get down.
Real.
Get